St. Petersburg.
Do you remember the first time you went here?
Yeah, I remember my feeling before I came here, because my favorite city is Paris, and of course the favorite place is Opéra Garnier.
355. Anne Bérest. Podcast de Chanel.
À l'Opéra de Paris. Creativity.
Welcome to 355 Chanel's podcast at the Paris Opéra. I am Anne Bérest and I am a French writer. I am now at the Opéra Garnier, which is humming with the launch of this new season. Chanel and dance go a long way. It all goes back to Gabrielle Chanel's modernity. Dance inspired her new notions of enhancing both body and movement, and her idea of freedom. What does dancing mean today? What does the body say about our times? How does it express its modernity? I sat down with a choreographer, dancers, and actresses.
355, le podcast de Chanel.
355. Good evening, Diana Vishneva. It's an honor to meet you. You are regarded as one of the greatest dancers in the world. You were born in St. Petersburg. You joined the Marzhinsky Company at a very young age. You became a principal dancer at only 19. Today we are at the Opéra Garnier. What does the Opéra Garnier mean to you?
Bonjour, Anna. It's really happy to be here again in Opéra Garnier, because of course it's really rare when the company or artistic director invite the guesting here in the company, and it's really a special time. And I was really lucky through my career. I've been a couple times, maybe five times, I'm dancing that stage with this company. And it's really big responsibility, and it's really great time. Each time when I again come to that stage, it stay in my life forever, in my memory.
Do you remember the first time you came here, and what were your feelings?
It was 2004. Brigitte Lefebvre invited me to dance Don Q here with Etoile José Martinez, and it was a very, very happy moment when I had that invitation. I thought it's kind of the best feeling of when you're going to that magical stage like Garnier. And what is around the how it looks studio, how's the preparation, how's the system of the preparation, everything was amazing. And until now that's feeling the same. And when Orly invited me, and it was 2 years ago. It takes 2 years preparation. And of course I said immediately, it will be great come back to that historical and traditions theater and stage. Because it's really kind of the same how you feel about the Marinsky stage. It's kind of the same.
How is the Opéra Garnier regarded by Russian dancers?
It was, I don't remember how long, but it was Rudolf Nureyev was artistic director here. That's kind of the connections, because Rudolf Nureyev from St. Petersburg, he growing in a Vaganova school, he danced in Marinsky Theater, and after that he became an artistic director in a Paris Opera. I felt that's really strong connections.
For the gala, you will dance a piece by Oad Naharin with Aurélie Dupont. Could you tell us about meeting with Oad Naharin and the Bolero?
I had my festival, contemporary festival. It's called Context. And 2 years ago, yeah, I decided that it needs to, because I'm always to try to found my evolution, developing me like an artist. And of course, to meet and to work with a heart, it was my kind of point, dream. That's it's really important when you work specifically, try to understand the style, try to understand their learning a lot of things very new for you. Yeah, and I met Ohad and asked him, what do you think about what we will do, what you, how you see myself to the Gaga style, to be a part of the Bacheva company on a kind of period of time. And he said to me immediately that I have some piece I create for a young company, and it will be great that you will be do. But you need a, because it's couple, you need a second one who will be with you. And I try to figure out who it can be, because it's a very hard decision, because it's, for me, it's really important moment with who I'm dancing, especially because I'm dancing all the time with a man, with my partner. And it's, I was lucky through my whole career, because it was really, really extraordinary dancer, really extraordinary artist. Yeah, but the woman who will be part of the couple, and I try to think, I would like to do it early, but it's a big question if she will be also wannabe. And when I asked her, she immediately said, yes, oh my God, it's really great idea. And we went to Tel Aviv, to a place where I had already more than 20 years, like choreographer, like director of the company. And it was also very great times we spent with Rali, and we know each other very well in, on a other way, because when you know, like, okay, colleagues and stars from other company, it's all the time kind of, it's not really often happens when one star invite another star to be together on stage. But I thought it's really matching how we did this piece and how it's, because on the same time we are really different, but on the same time we are really the same, our powerful from the soul, from the heart, from inside. And it's open for another to perspective to see orally, and to be together, it's really honor for me, and it's really makes something special for us both. I think both of us.
I think too, and I think it's a very good example. Mm-hmm. We are in a special moment for women in the world, mm-hmm. and I think that women need to do things together. Mm-hmm. And Aurélie and you are very example for that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us more about Context, the International Contemporary Choreography Festival?
No, during my career, I danced not only classical repertoire. In Mariinsky, in my generation, it's already become more contemporary, but not enough. And sometimes I felt that it's really not enough space for the classical repertoire. I need to meet the choreographer. I need to work with choreographer. I need to create specially for me. And I try to develop many projects contemporary. And after that, I decide I need to share with the Russian audience, especially because traditionally, historical, it's more attention for the classical way. And that's my festival already really growing. It's already 5 years. And that's 2 years ago. We danced with Rolly, and it was in Mariinsky stage and in Stanislavsky stage in Moscow.
Creativity.
Why is it important for you to dance in a contemporary way?
No, I think in our century, to be a dual, to be a star, to be a principal dancer, you need to be universal. You need to understand, and it's really needed me to be stronger, to be more interesting, to be interesting to myself. Yeah, that's I'm decided. And also, you need to create something now, not what it was on the past. It's really great. I'm really honored to be, and for me, it's my roots to be a classical ballerina. But you need to say something, what it's going now, how you feel your individuality, who you are, how you're stronger. And after contemporary, come back to the classical way. It's absolutely transform you, like not only like a dancer, like a person, like understands your roles, who you are, what you want to say, how you adapt the physicality body, and how you change through the contemporary dancer yourself.
How would you define a modern movement mm-hmm. in dance? What is a modern movement?
No, it also depends what kind of style. Yeah, if it's movement on point, if it's movement really ground, it depends of choreographer and choreographer style. Yeah, modern, contemporary, it's also kind of a little bit different way. Yeah.
You will dance in a costume specially designed by Karl Lagerfeld for Chanel. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it was today in the morning. It was first fitting.
And could you describe this costume for us?
No, it's exciting. It's also kind of historical because it's not the first time. It's Chanel did a long, long time ago. Start to did for the ballet costume, and of course that line continue. It's great. Yeah, and I have a chance to dance with that kind of point. That's they create specially for us the costumes. I hope they will be also because we just try, because it needs to try how it will be with the movement. Yeah, because they looks really beautiful, but how it's adapted with the movement on stage or on studio, we need to try.
So you know that Gabrielle Chanel had designed costumes mm-hmm. for the Ballet Russe.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I said. It's yes. historical.
And so we can explain that it was for a piece called the Blue Train, Le Train Bleu. And the libretto was signed by Jean Cocteau, and the grand drape and the program by Pablo Picasso. And I would like to know for you, what is important for you when you wear a costume on stage?
Freedom. It's not limited me. It looks proportion, looks on me very good. Yeah, it's really important on stage for the ballerina proportion and feels free.
This word is very important, freedom. And I would like to ask you, when and why are you free on a stage?
It needs long preparation, long rehearsaling, long way to understand the roles, the movement, what was behind, what this was before, who did roles before you, how it's moving through the different generations. It's a lot of information to be on your head after it's going to your body, after it's going through your soul. And after that messy, it's come out to your movement, to your emotion. And that's, it's more kind of secure, but you never secure when you're going on stage. And it's really important that it's, you're not secure, because it needs to happen in this moment, in this magical moment when you share with the audience. Yeah, and if it's very seriously you jump into this, that's it's come out, that's freedom. And you felt that it's not only you dancing yourself and something coming and something prayer that it gives magical off stage of you, what you're doing on stage. if I don't know how it, if it's clear, understand.
It's very clear, and when you explain that, you have like a light around you. With the listener can't see that, but me, I can see that, and that's beautiful. What is your relationship with your body?
No, first of all, it's all the time painful. Yeah, you need to deal with this. Yeah, but it's from the childhood. You understand that it will be stay with you and if you continue to dance until you stop dancing. And what relationship? You need, first of all, discipline. Discipline your body, care of your body, to be on the same way carefully, but on the same really push and tough with yourself.
About your learning years, can you quote a sentence or something a teacher told you and which you've always remembered?
Don't lose your time. Just every day, every lessons, every class, every hours, you need to concentrate. That's it's your days will be full of what you wanna. It will be little step, very slowly, but it will be you understand that it's not empty.
In what kind of family did you grow up? Were they sensitive to dance?
No? I am a first. It's the engineer, chemical engineer, was the dream of my mom to be a ballerina, but it was more like illusion. She's not really understand what is behind of the that professional, how it's very hard.
And do you remember when you first know that you were going to be a dancer? What was the shock or the...
Yeah, it was... I remember when I'm dancing when I was in school, and it was kind of end of the year, you have some performance when you're growing. And first time, it's really, I remember the light, and you feel like you're falling from mountain. Yeah, it was really stressful and very shocking. Yeah, in the same time, scary. It was like that.
With time, do you manage to be more self-indulgent?
No, of course, I learn in through the all of years. I try to more listen, to more hear, to more understand. Of course, when you are more mature, more educated through the all of the experience, and especially now after the pregnancy, yeah, it's also the big new step for me to understand my body and to build of after the deliver a baby again. And actually it's also really inspiring moment to be here, because it's first time when I'm come back after the baby. Yeah, that's it takes time, it's very quickly for me, but it's really motivated, and it's really push yourself to, because it's how I said, it's a very unique moment to be again on a gardenia stage.
Where do you find your creativity as a dancer?
Imagination, and some, of course, you can be on a class on a studio and see someone, and it's really inspiring you. Yeah, or through the books, or through, especially my child, of course, he gave me a lot of powerful now, and full of emotional, and of course I'm getting more stronger now, and it can be everything. It can be nature, it can be meeting with the friends, or just talking with the orally. We're sharing some problems, or just sharing some what is going on around, and it's really, if some, you need inspiration, yeah, that it gives you power.
What would you define what dancing means to you?
No, it's my life already. Without movement, I see my life, especially when I'm read the book, or when I'm going to to see other performance. It's not really if it will be drama or I see the movie. It's everything going in my brain, in my mind, through the dance, through the movement. And I felt it's great because it's really going more deep.
Creativity.
I just have a little questionnaire, little questions. If you were a part of your body, which one would it be?
Brain. Yeah. Because some of the dancers are using leg. I'm using brain.
If you were another body than yours?
I would like to be wing.
If you had to choose one ballet character?
For me, more important dramaturgy, just really a story, yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what kind of, yeah.
Okay, that's my last question. It's for people listening to us. Some maybe wanting to start today dancing, or maybe their children. What advice could you give?
Be honest with yourself. And be wild with your vision. Open eyes, open mind. Yeah. Just don't be scared to try something unusual, something that you really wanna. Comes to your dream, comes to your wishes. Don't be scared. Just because it's many rules, many people around, they will be trying to push you down. It's hard to find the people who support and who really inspire you, but you need to find and you need to believe to your way, not really listen to what the people around try to push you down. Just be strong from your heart. Yeah.
Thank you, Diana. It was beautiful. Thank you.
355. 355.